Chapter 17, The Faithfulness Encounter. Vanna strode through Lanino, adorned with upgraded gear such as brown leather breastplate and a razor-sharp short sword. He also improved his gauntlet by reducing its weight and enhancing its functionality. He organized the map within his gauntlet, employing color coding and diverse icons to mark areas he visited, and planned to visit and suggestion areas of exploration. Glancing at his map, he noticed completion of most villages' quests and the surrounding territories, yet he realized he had not ventured too far beyond. The quests that he completed ranged from minor tasks to rescuing a cat from a tree to gather ingredients for a nearby northern town to help cook for the locals. Despite these endeavors, there was no sign of any guiding character or a sign of what the game expects of him. Valens grew more accustomed to this world. As he gazed down his map, he noticed the clouded areas yet to be explored. Valens' chest tightened at the thought of visiting the areas that Val suggested. As Valens finally contemplated leaving the village, he kept encountering neighbours trying to grab his attention by shouting his name and vigorously waving their hands. Quickly pulling the hood of his cloak over his head, he attempted to evade their notice. Hurrying back to the sanctuary of his home, there he let his sword and equipment clatter to the ground, before removing the cloak and armour. He then lay on his bed, staring at the ceiling, lost in profound reflection. He wondered what lay beyond this place. Would he reunite with his family? Following that, he looked at his body. He noticed a newfound muscles and felt his fitness improving, all while possessing more wealth than he could spend within the confines of this village. He knew how to leave this place, but he's very reluctant because no one, no Val, no scientist to guide him. Yet he knows he must leave, yet he stays in this boring town because it's safe. Val is torn to the side and stared at a piece of parchment lying within his view. Then he realized he had yet to visit Val's safe zone. Quickly he turned on his gauntlet and checked the map to see where the closest one was. To his relief, it was north of his location, 50 kilometers away, even though Val told him not to go there, but only when necessary. Valens felt curiosity increasing. Valens made a plan where he needed to buy a horse and other supplies for his journey. After he finished planning, he felt his eyes getting heavy as he drifted off to sleep. In the morning, he gathered up his gear, went to the village to buy the horse, and then set off on his way. As he walked through the eerie forest, he heard shuffling through the trees and murmuring, sometimes overlapping voices. Then there was silence. Only the wind rustling the leaves and the cawing of crows above. Suddenly, movement in the tree intensifies. He swiftly drew his new sword from his sheath. The noise ceased as a figure peeked from behind the tree, gazing at Valens before darting away. Before he could react, a hand clasped over his mouth, and he caught whiff of a surge of chemicals that coated his mouth. Gasping for breath, he struggled and collapsed to the ground. While consciousness momentarily slipped away, he glimpsed black boots and long black jacket loomed over him before darkness consumed him. As Valens woke up, he was in the same area as he was before, but this time it was Sanctus holding and looking at Valens' new sword. Valens was unable to move as his body became restrained with the ropes tied around the tree. Glaring at Sanctus, he shouted, "Why am I tied up? Why did you knock me out? You know I'm not a threat." Sanctus returned his gaze at Valens with a stern expression and replied, "Back then, you weren't a threat, but you were on the brink of death when I saved you. But now, seeing you encrypt and stronger raised my suspicions. You've made significant progress in a short time, which leaves me questioning why, and how. When you stumbled upon my people, I couldn't risk them getting hurt, so I intervened and rendered you unconscious, to understand your motives and how you've advanced so swiftly. So, you answer a few of my questions. Then I'll decide what to do next. So, what has happened since we last saw each other? And how did you become so strong and acquire better equipment? And why did you come in this direction? Rallis paused, said nothing, and just stared, glaring at Thalantis. Despite Vannis' attempt to wriggle free, the tight ropes continued to cut into him. In a bitter voice, Vannis reluctantly let out a heavy breath before speaking. Fine. If you must know, I nearly got killed by the dragon-like creature that flew in the air. Someone wanted to kill me, but before the monster could kill me, I was saved by a man named Val. He was a person from my world. He saved me. Val showed me how to use a sword, trained me, and guided me. He suggested I take a quest in hopes of... Vannis paused, about to mention that he hoped the game would provide guides to lead him to the reason why he was brought here. However, you remembered Val's warning about not knowing Thalantis' true intention. Now, with him tied up, knocked unconscious, he couldn't be sure if he trusted him. Vannis quickly thought about what to say next and spoke in a more relaxed tone, or at least tried to force one. Val just advised me to go to the village quest, to obtain better gear, and to practice for survival in areas that aren't very dangerous at the moment. Vannis was about to mention Val's hiding place, but again, he didn't trust Thalantis. Instead, he concluded, that's all. I've done all I can in Alino village, so I just moved on to the next. He ended by explaining, that's how I've been spending my time, doing a lot of quests, gathering coins, and playing it safe. Okay, let me go now. Please release me. Thalantis hesitated and grunted. I still don't trust you. Why do we cross paths again in this vast world? I don't come across people too often, especially when I've seen them more than once. But encountering you twice in a short period is very suspicious to me. It makes sense, or at least what you said makes sense, but I don't believe in coincidence. Thalantis rifled through Vannis' belongings, but all he found was food, water, and spare clothes. While Thalantis rummaged through the bag, Vannis extended his arms and playfully danced his fingertips near his pocket. Vannis felt Val's letter in his pocket, and to Vannis' relief, Thalantis hadn't found it yet. Even though Vannis thought the letter might not be important to Thalantis, it held significance to him as a reminder of his world. Vannis gathered a bit of courage and spoke. So, what will you do with me now? Thalantis simply stared into the flames before turning his gaze back to Vannis. I will leave you here and let fate decide what to do with you. With that, Thalantis returned his gaze to the cracking fire, enveloping them in silence. That's the end of the chapter. I hope you enjoyed the story so far. I did mention before, I tried to participate in a game jam. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to complete it in time. I think I spent like 3 days trying to figure out how to get a letter appear on the screen. And then another 5, and I still haven't got it working trying to interact with a door with a key. So, yeah, I have to stop the game development journey for the moment, as I need to continue writing the story that you're listening to right now. But once I get a few chapters done in a week, if I have spare time, after I write a few chapters in a week, and if I have spare time after that, in that week, I'll probably go back learning game development. And hopefully by the end of this year, at least make a game. But we'll see. Writing is my priority at the moment. So that's what I'm doing the next while. I'm going back to this story, writing chapters ahead. And if I spare time after that, I will learn how to make a game. Because I do want to make sure, anyhow, a game. that's very story driven. So yeah, that's what I'm planning to do. I hope you're enjoying the story, and I can't wait to it does get better and grow. I'd love for you to sign on to my newsletters if you haven't done it. There's details in the description below. If you're listening on YouTube, which is the best place to listen, wherever you're listening to, if there is a follow button, a like, please do that. It will help me dramatically. Or even if it's a place to leave a review. All that positive interactions like follow, like, leaving a review helps me dramatically, as the algorithm will push my podcast out to more viewers. If you do want to help me out, that's the best way to do it. So I hope you enjoyed the story, and I can't wait to have the next chapter done in the next few days. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me, and have a good day.